Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 5th of Shawwal, and our topic is Using the Siwak. Now the siwak, my dear brothers and sisters, which can be translated as the tooth cleaning stick, or a stick used on teeth and gums to clean them, my dear brothers and sisters, the Islamic Sharia protects the health of society and its hygiene and cleanliness. And it uses many beautiful rules to accomplish that, such as encouraging every believer to maintain their oral health. Islam, my dear brothers and sisters, does not only concern itself with prayer, fasting, jihad, and the rules that govern the state, but also encourages individual cleanliness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives this cleanliness great rewards. And it was the Prophet Sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to use the siwak often. Abu Huraira narrated radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُكَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُهُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ عِنْدَ كُلِّ صَلَاةِ Were it not a hardship for my ummah, my nation, my people, I would have commanded them to use the siwak before every prayer. And this hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. And in Bukhari's narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in every wudu. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his desire for using it often clear in the following narration of Aisha radiallahu anha, where he said, the siwak cleans the mouth and pleases the Lord. And this report is found in Sahih al-Bukhari. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us use this siwak to complete this beautiful sunnah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not just mention the purpose, which is cleaning the mouth and pleasing the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he also determined the means, which is the siwak, which unlike the toothbrush and toothpaste, which is normally available only in our bathrooms, the siwak is available in every place and easy to carry and easy to use. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, many of the ulama have mentioned that the siwak is many times better than the toothbrush and toothpaste in chemical and mechanical terms. And research has been carried out regarding this. And some of this research mentions that the substance which is in the siwak kills germs and heals our mouths from disease. By itself, it can take the place of a toothbrush and toothpaste because of the numerous substances it contains, which are superior to those contained in toothpaste. Similarly, strong, gentle, natural fibers work better than the fibers of the toothbrush and do not damage the gums. They also effectively remove what is left in our mouths and clings to our teeth of leftover food, which can cause disease and damage to the mouth and teeth. Up until today, in our civilized world, there is no toothpaste that contains the substances contained in the siwak. The siwak, my dear brothers and sisters, also contains vitamin C, and it is well known to scientists that the interaction between this vitamin and antibiotics is regarded as one of the most effective, wallahu alam. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us not deprive ourselves of this great virtue of using the siwak and attaining the pleasure of our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.